following took place on Sports Radio 610 in Houston, Texas, USA. Earth.
Sports Radio 610 and Radio Row, presented by Coors Light, Mark Vandermeer, John Lopez, Josh Innes, and now Texans wide receiver David Anderson with us in South Florida. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right, and apparently I arrived just at the wrong time when you guys in Miss Florida. I don't know if the radio listeners were hearing what was going on, but it was a lot of six to midnights going on around here, you know what I'm saying. It was embarrassing. There's these grown men just falling apart with this young girl. You didn't take that many pictures with me. It's
guess why.
Yeah.
I'll give you one guess.
David, I can guess why.
You're rocking the sunglasses in here. Two days ago, we found a pair of Louis Vuitton sunglasses that were owned by Mark Sanchez. He left them on our table, and Lopez returned them. He said they were worth like $5,000. How much are your sunglasses
probably
worth?
$5,000. I don't know, a couple $100.
So
it's good to hide the hangover.
Yeah. what were you doing last night? Can we discuss?
Yes. I mean, not like specifics, but yeah, I was out. I mean, it's Miami. They don't close at 2 like Houston. So yeah. I knew I had to be here early, so I just had to make sure my alarm went off.
South Beach area, general vicinity?
I've been all over South Beach. I was in Fort Lauderdale for a couple of days, but yeah, I've been here up and down because we were here for Dre's for the Pro Bowl.
Right.
Got us down here for the Pro Bowl, and I was like, man, why go back to LA and come back for the Super Bowl? I'll just stay. So
he brought all the wide receivers, right?
Well, yeah, he does, but only three of us took the invite, me, Glenn, and Jacoby.
You're kidding.
Well, because Kevin had a baby, and so Andre Davis' wife's pregnant. He's actually out here, too. I saw Andre Davis a little bit ago. Cool.
Yeah, so Glenn is from here.
Glenn is from Tampa.
Oh, he's from Tampa. That's right, South Florida, but that's the other South Florida.
It's not too far.
So Pro Bowl, Dre, looked pretty good. Schaub looked darn good, did
pretty
he not?
Fun. It was good. It was good. It was good to have those Texan boys represent. I told him. I called Matt and I go, I don't care what the play is, throw it to Andre. I was like, don't you ever throw? I was like, throw it as far as you can and just let him go get it. He's like, don't you think I'll be getting the ball? But yeah, so they did a good job.
It's a nice shot.
And that was a good shot, by the way.
I'll be getting in the ball.
Dork. Anyway, but yeah, it was a good. It was a good game. We saw Andre score, and so it was fun.
Yeah. What do you think of this one coming up on Sunday?
It was kind of what I quasi predicted. And,
really?
I mean, I think you could tell throughout the season, obviously. And then I remember Coach Gibbs mentioning something. He's talking about, he thought the Vikings and the Saints would be in the NFC Championship game all along. So when I thought that, I was thinking, you know, I got to go with my gut in football a little bit here. I think it's going to be Saints-Colts. And so I was right. I just didn't think the Jets could pull it off in the end as hot as they were in Indy. And so, Indy just makes you play a mistake-free game. And we'll see if the Saints can do it.
Hey, Gibbs is gone, and Kyle's gone. A lot of changes on the offense, huh?
Yeah, a little switcheroo. Hey, yeah. I'm not mad. Someone's got to go coach with your dad. You can go do that. That's
you had no problem with that.
I mean, yeah, I do, but you don't. You know what I mean? Like, who wouldn't want to experience time with their father? I think everyone, we complain too much about that in our society. It would be a shame if we haunt. I know I'd love to see my dad more. He lives in Guam. So if he wants to come coach for the Texans and place Alex Gibbs.
From that standpoint,
he doesn't know much
it.
About the run game, but he's a hell of an engineer. So he'll engineer a hell of a run game.
Yeah, so why Guam?
He's an engineer out there. I don't know. He builds high-rises, airports.
Does he like it?
I guess. He's out there for a while.
Yeah. Have you visited him much?
Yeah, we
Guam?
Went out there for his wedding. It was an ish show, for lack of terms I could say on the radio. It was pretty funny. It was
I stopped at the airport there.
Yeah, I have two older brothers. They're 46 and 36, Tommy and Eric. And so we all flew out there for his third wedding, lucky number three. And we went out there and just clowned him the entire time and had a ball. Because the time change was so crazy. So we were all out of whack, just up the whole ball of all hours and have a good
time. Kind of like here, except that's from staying up all night, pretty much.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, that's what happens here. Look, we have to get up every morning, you know, pretty early to do the show. So for us, going down to South Beach, it's like it's we had to leave the other night a party that was just getting started, basically, around, you know, 11-ish.
Uncle Cracker was rocking. he was tearing it up.
Some old white dorks come walking in. I don't think he'll be closing it down anytime anyway.
I just put it this way. When you walk in or we walk in, it's a different situation. We followed Stephen A. to try to look cool. He's got swag. Hey, we look like we got pocket protectors.
You guys look like, excuse me, what's going on around here?
Yeah, pushing up our glasses.
Where can we get a bottle of drinks?
Mark's blowing his nose every 2 minutes. And it's loud, too.
Can I get a gin and tangerine?
Get out of here, Vandermeer.
David Anderson with us on Sports Radio 610.
Why did I miss Miss Florida? Oh,
all right, evaluate her for
Unbelievable.
Us, please. We got to upload
it's
her
not,
hot
it's
now.
It's not just us, is it, David?
She's pretty hot. I mean, you're Miss Florida. You better be
but
pretty
she's
hot.
But she's really she's cool, though. That's the thing.
We didn't get that.
You didn't get
but
that?
Don't be fooled by these women, Vandermeer. They fooled you before. Especially those. She's trained. She's a trained person.
Trained to fool.
It's
she's
like
trained
how
to fool you.
Lopez is convinced that Rachel remembers him. Rachel's a Hooters calendar girl. Yeah, he's convinced that she knows him now.
She came up to me and said, hey, John.
Yeah,
because no, you said, hey, it's me, John.
She said, hey, remember me, it's John. Oh, hey, John.
Oh, hey, John.
She remembered
I put
me.
Her up to it. I went up to her. I said, all right, go to John. You remember that guy? Yeah. John, say, John, I've been thinking about you. She didn't do it. I wanted her to say, John, I've been thinking about you. He would have died.
By the way, I was listening. Who got the solo room?
Well, Rich ended up with the solo room.
Because he's the loudest snorer.
And I think it's – actually, I think it's a fraud because I really haven't heard the snoring, the real snoring. We did a fake snoring video, and he can fake snore. It'll blow the walls off the house, right? But I haven't heard him really snore yet. But of
so
course,
who's spooning?
Well, that would be
Josh
him,
wanted
Josh.
The spoon. Josh has been lying in everybody's bed, like around like
in
bedtime.
You walk around his underwear. Josh. You don't do that.
Now,
I mean, unless it's a locker room.
We have three guys in one really large room, and see if you think this is strange. Josh will be like, it'll be time for bed. Everyone's kind of brushing their teeth, winding it down, and he'll be like lying in your bed.
In his
and
underwear.
I'm like, Josh, get out of my bed. He's like, well, I'm just lying here. What's the problem? I'm like,
because I have a couch to sleep on.
fair enough.
No. He's got a bed. He chooses not to use it.
Because I don't want to sleep near Robert Hensley.
It's in Hensley's room.
Because A, he's kind of the boss. And B, if I do something like fart in my sleep, I'll probably tell the program director I'll get fired.
Well, now you told everyone, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, well, oops.
Yeah, we certainly wouldn't want to see that. Oh, my God. So, who do you hate more, the Colts, the Titans, or the Jaguars?
Titans.
Yeah.
Titans.
Yeah, me too. You know, that woman sitting right over there is Felicia Young. That's Vince Young's mother.
I know. I've met her a couple times. She doesn't recognize me right now.
Because you have the sunglasses.
Katie Anderson's son, David.
Yeah.
Hey. See, he has to drop
she
his
knows
mom's
my mom.
Name.
She knows your mom. How does she
That's
know your mom?
Great. My mom's in the PIFMA, or the player. I was with her out in New York at a fashion show.
Really?
Yes.
All right, so that's where you met.
Now,
did you criticize her for actually giving birth to Vince? Because he's been a problem for us. Okay?
I have not. I
okay,
have not.
All right.
I just love that he had to use his mom's name.
I had
name.
To use my mom's name.
Hey, look,
name.
Katie Anderson's son takes off his glasses. It's me, David.
We got to talk about the big hit you took.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
What do you remember?
Oh.
Not much.
Really?
Not much.
That was one of those, ooh.
It just looked more funky than it wasn't like superbly hard. It just like came down like awkwardly on the back of my head and then on the front of my face too. My jaw hurt for a couple days, but yeah, I was good. Took all my baseline tests, my neurological stuff. I'm good to go.
You got to take the tests, right? Yeah, you do have to make sure everything's okay. But you don't have any. You know, Kyle Turley was on the station yesterday, said some amazing things about taking or giving, in his case, hard hits, but all the collisions that he's been a part of over the years and what that meant. Can you hang with us for a few minutes?
Yeah.
And we're going to get Felicia in here as well because this is a very important day for the women of the NFL.
Yeah.
All right. David Anderson with us, Sports Radio 610. We're live at Radio Row, presented by Coors Light.